owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who joins us now on the Ticket Hotline after the 34-7 loss in Philadelphia last night. He didn't look happy up in the owner's suite at the Link, and we find out how he's doing this morning. Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm sorry. I'm so very, very sorry.
For your team's performance?
Of course. I mean, why did I think Garrett Topp could be a head coach in this league? I guess suffering through weight makes you engage in all kinds of magical thinking, huh?
Well, you still got a long way to go.
Well, can't we all just focus on the fact that the Rangers let us down and not yesterday's game against the Eagles?
Well, you want us to keep dwelling on the Rangers?
I mean, one strike away, twice.
Mm-hmm.
Twice.
But at least they were in their championship, something yeah. It doesn't look like your team is anywhere close to.
Well, we just ran into a Philly buzzsaw, that's all. It was just unbelievable what went on yesterday. I mean, Mike Vick was killing us like a fresh litter of puppies.
Oh, my gosh. Come on, he's moved past that now.
He was merciless. He was treating our defense like the new lady boy in the prison yard. Our defense was not good, to say the least. And that is saying the least. I was very upset by that. Our secondary had more gaping holes than that DVD if you hidden under my bed.
Oh, my goodness. We don't need to know about that.
The one I never wanted to find.
Right.
Because I don't want to have to answer the question. You're into that, Jerry? I don't want her to find the other one either. The person on the cover is lady up top, but man down below. You know those kind?
No, I don't know those kind. We're not familiar with that.
George. You know them, George.
No, I don't either.
Well, you're into some weird stuff.
You know that little page that Rob Ryan carries around over on the sideline?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if it tells him on there that his secondary sucks. Or he just has to find out along with the rest of it.
Yeah, what is up with the defense? I thought Rob Ryan had this thing all turned around.
I don't know. That man's head is so clouded with heavy whipping cream and all kinds of missionary delights. I mean, look at him. He's a, why did I think he could knew anything about athletics?
Well, he's had success before, and he's a Ryan. Usually they coach pretty good defense.
I guess, but that offense bar wasn't too much better. Apparently Tony Romo spent all his energy making babies, didn't have anything left over to make coins.
He made one so far. I don't think that took all his time.
Yeah. And I tell you this, I'm ready to cut ties with that Martellus Bennett.
Yeah, you're not the only one.
He's as worthless as Rick Perry on the campaign trail. I tell you, Marty's never met a football he could not catch. Truly amazing. And I must admit, I had an embarrassing incident yesterday's game. A stiff wind caught my toupee and blew it into some lady's super nacho. I had to grab it back and slap it back on my head, even though it was dripping yellow-orange goop into my face with scars. It was a real defeat moment.
That's almost worse than the game.
But you know what? Let's look at the positives. Can we do that?
Sure. Okay.
Can we engage in some of the positivity? It's Halloween, so that's always a fun day for everyone, isn't it?
Sure.
Sure.
So let's all have a good time and dress up and drink and have fun. Have you guys decided what fictional character you're going as?
I don't think I'm dressing up as anybody this year.
I think I'll just go as Captain Kirk again.
Oh, that's good. I've already decided which fictional character I'm going as.
What's that?
The GM that actually knows something about football. Good morning.
Man, Jerry, don't be so hard on yourself.
I knew he'd be down.
All right, there's the fake Jerry. After the Cowboys take a whooping last night in Philadelphia, 34-7. There's the dial tone, just for emphasis. All right. Junior says he has hope for the Ranger fan, who's pretty upset this morning after